This phone call took place on March 9th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys. This is on Anchor Podcast.
Yes, I'm calling, I'm in the domestic relations office. The supervised visitation program. My name is Catherine Anthony, and my sons are Alexander Anthony and Kevin Anthony. Who are you needing to speak with? Right, so basically I'm calling for documentation purposes to notify someone that I witnessed aggressive behavior from Alex towards Kevin. During the last visit I had, I saw that Alex had put his hand to assist in Kevin's face. And Alex had a diagnosis.
Hold on.
Who are these two people that you're speaking of? Right, so basically, as I previously stated, which I will reiterate again, I am a parent in the supervised visitation program. I visit my children, Alexander Anthony and Kevin Anthony. And Alex is 10, Kevin is 5. I visit them in the supervised visitation program, and I witness aggressive behavior from Alex, my 10-year-old, towards Kevin, our 5-year-old. This past weekend, he put his fist in Kevin's face, and he does have a diagnosis. He has been hospitalized 7 times in a psychiatric facility, and he has been diagnosed on the autism spectrum.
Okay, so you're calling to report?
Right, so basically, as I previously stated, which I will reiterate again.
Okay, well, you know what? Hold on. One moment, ma'am. What I'm going to do, because I was trying to be sure if there was supervised visitation that you need to get with, and apparently it is. The line must have forwarded over to me. I don't work within the supervised visitation. So let me try to get someone on the line for you. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
DRO, supervised visits, Myra.
Yes, this is Catherine Anthony. I just wanted to let you know about that when I was visiting the kids, this past weekend, I witnessed aggressive behavior from Alex towards Kevin. He put his fist in Kevin's face. And I just wanted to notify you of that for documentation purposes.
Yes, ma'am. I already spoke with the supervisor at that time, and she advised me she had documented that.
Okay, that's all I wanted to do. I'm just following through to make sure that that is documented, because he does have a diagnosis. And his father has stopped all treatment, and he does not communicate with me about what kind of treatment Alex is getting.
Okay.
And Kevin, I also did witness aggressive behavior from Kevin towards Alex, and it's not Kevin's nature. Kevin, you're a ball in Alex. It's not Kevin's nature to be aggressive. It's more like Alex to be aggressive than it is for Kevin. Kevin is not an aggressive person by nature. And they have both witnessed aggressive and violent behavior from their father. and they witnessed aggressive behavior from their grandmother. She has gotten in my face in front of them before. So they are exposed to aggressive behavior from their father and their grandmother on a regular basis.
All right, Ms. Anthony, I'll make sure that all of that is documented. Like I said, I already spoke to Ms. Teresa, and she advised me of what transpired at the visit.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
That is not my nature. I am not an aggressive person by nature.
Yes, ma'am.
So, this is a concern of mine as a parent. It is a safety concern because Alex has hurt people before. He has hurt adults.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This phone call took place on March 9th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys. This phone call took place on March 9th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys. This is on Anchor Podcast.
Yes, I'm calling, I'm in the domestic relations office. I mean, I'm in the supervised visitation program. My name is Catherine Anthony, and my sons are Alexander Anthony and Kevin Anthony. Who are you needing to speak with? Right, so basically I'm calling for documentation purposes to notify someone that I witnessed aggressive behavior from Alex towards Kevin during the last visit I had. I saw that Alex had put his hand to assist in Kevin's face. And Alex has a diagnosis.
Hold on.
Who are these two people that you're speaking of?
Right, so basically, as I previously stated, which I will reiterate again, I am a parent in the supervised visitation program. I visit my children, Alexander Anthony and Kevin Anthony. And Alex is 10, Kevin is 5. I visit them in the supervised visitation program, and I witness aggressive behavior from Alex, my 10-year-old, towards Kevin, our 5-year-old. This past weekend, he put his fist in Kevin's face, and he does have a diagnosis. He has been hospitalized 7 times in a psychiatric facility, and he has been diagnosed on the autism spectrum.
Okay, so you're calling to report?
Right, so basically, as I previously stated, which I will reiterate again.
Okay, well, you know what? Hold on one moment, ma'am. What I'm going to do, because I was trying to be sure if there was supervised visitation that you needed to get
right.
And apparently it is. The line was forwarded over to me. We don't work within the supervised visitation. So let me try to get someone on the line for you. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
DRO, supervised visits, my room.
Yes, this is Catherine Anthony. I just wanted to let you know about that when I was visiting the kids this past weekend, I witnessed aggressive behavior from Alex towards Kevin. He put his fist in Kevin's face. And I just wanted to notify you of that for documentation purposes.
Yes, ma'am. I already spoke with the supervisor at that time, and she advised me she had documented that.
Okay, that's all I wanted to do. I was following through to make sure that that is documented, because he does have a diagnosis, and his father has stopped all treatment, and he does not communicate with me about what kind of treatment Alex is getting.
Okay.
And Kevin, I also did witness aggressive behavior from Kevin towards Alex, and it's not Kevin's nature. Kevin, you're a ball in Alex. Not Kevin's nature to be aggressive. It's more like Alex to be aggressive than it's for Kevin. Kevin is not an aggressive person by nature. And they have both witnessed aggressive and violent behavior from their father, and they've witnessed aggressive behavior from their grandmother. She has gotten in my face in front of them before. So they are exposed to aggressive behavior from their father and their grandmother on a regular basis.
All right, Ms. Anthony, I'll make sure that all of that is documented. Like I said, I already spoke to Ms. Teresa, and she advised me of what transpired at the visit.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Because that is not my nature. I am not an aggressive person by nature.
Yes, ma'am.
So... this is a concern of mine as a parent. It is a safety concern, because Alex has hurt people before. He has hurt adults.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This phone call took place on March 9th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys.